Chapter 61. Helion winnowed me into the camp, right into Reese's war tent. My mate was pale, blood splattered and filthy, from his skin to his armor to his hair. I opened my mouth, to ask how the battle had gone, to say what had happened, I don't know. But Reese just reached for me, folding me into his chest. And at the smell and warmth and solidity of him, I began weeping again. I didn't know who was in the tent, who had survived the battle. But they all left. Left, while my mate held me, rocking me gently, as I cried and cried. He only told me what had happened when my tears had quieted. When he'd washed the Suriel's black blood from my hands, my face. I was out of the tent a heartbeat later, charging through the mud, dodging exhausted and weary soldiers. Reese was a step behind me, but said nothing as I shoved through the flaps of another tent and took stock of what and who was before me. Mor and Asriel were standing before the cot, monitoring every move the healer sitting beside it made, as she held her glowing hands over Cassian. I understood then, the quiet Cassian had once mentioned to me. It was now in my head, as I looked at his muddy, pained face, pained even in unconsciousness, as I heard his labored, wet breathing. As I beheld the slice curving up from his navel to the bottom of his sternum, the split flesh, the blood, mostly just a trickle. I swayed, only for Reese to grip me beneath the elbows. The healer didn't turn to look at me as her brow bunched in concentration, hands flaring with white light. Beneath them, slowly the lips of the wound reached toward each other. If it was this bad now... How? I rasped. Reese had told me three things a moment ago. We'd won, barely. Tarquin had again decided what to do with any survivors, and Cassian had been gravely injured. Where were you? Was all Mor said to me. She was soaked, bloody, and coated in mud. Asriel was too. No sign of injuries beyond minor cuts, mercifully. I shook my head. I'd let Reese into my mind while he held me. Showed him everything. Explained Ianthe, and the Suriel, and the Weaver. What it had told me. Reese's eyes had gone distant for a moment, and I knew Amryn was on her way, the book in tow, to help Nesta track that cauldron. Or try to. He could explain to Mor. He'd only known I was gone after the battle stopped, when he realized Mor had been fighting, and that I was not at the camp anymore. He'd just reached Elaine's tent when Helion sent word he'd found me, using whatever gift he possessed that allowed him to sense such things, and was bringing me back. Vague, brief details. Is he going to... I couldn't finish the rest. Words had become as foreign and hard to reach as the stars. No, the healer said without looking at me. He'll be sore for a few days, though. Indeed. She'd gotten either side of the wound to touch, to now start weaving together. Bile surged up my throat at the sight of that raw flesh. How? I asked again. He wouldn't wait for us, Mor said flatly. He kept charging, trying to reform the line. One of their commanders engaged him. He wouldn't turn away. By the time Az got down there, he was down. Asriel's face was stone cold, even as his hazel eyes fixed unrelenting upon that knitting wound. Mor said again, Where did you go? If you're about to fight, the healer said sharply, take it outside. My patient doesn't need to hear this. None of us moved. Reese brushed a hand down my arm. You are, as always, free to go wherever and whenever you wish. But what I think Moore is saying is, try to leave a note the next time. The words were casual, but that was panic in his eyes. Not the controlling fear Tamlin had once succumbed to, but genuine terror of not knowing where I was, if I needed help. Just as I would want to know where he was, if he needed help, if he vanished when our enemies surrounded us. I'm sorry, I said. To him, to the others. Moore didn't so much as look at me. You have nothing to be sorry for, Reese replied, hand sliding to cut my cheek. You decided to take things into your own hands, and got us valuable information in the process. But, his thumb stroked over my cheekbone. We've been lucky, he breathed, keeping a step ahead, keeping out of Hybern's claws. Even if today wasn't so fortunate on the battlefield. But the cynic in me wonders if our luck is about to expire, and I would rather it not end with you. They all had to think me young and reckless. No, Reese said through the bond, and I realize I'd left my shields open. Believe me, if you knew half the shit Cassian and Moore have pulled, you'd get why we don't. I just leave a note. Or tell me the next time. Would you have let me go if I had? I do not let you do anything. He tilted my face up, Moore and Asriel looking away. You are your own person. You make your own choices. But we are mates. I am yours, and you are mine. We do not let each other do things, as if we dictate the movements of each other. But I might have insisted I go with you. More for my own mental well-being. Just to know you were safe.
You were occupied.
A slash of a smile. If you were hell-bent on going into the middle, I would have unoccupied myself from battle. I waited for him to chide me about not waiting until they were done, about all of it. But
he angled his head.
I wonder if the Weaver forgives you now, he mused aloud. Even the healer seemed to start at the name, the words. A shiver ran down my spine. I don't want to know. Reese let out a low laugh. Then let's never find out. But the amusement faded as he again surveyed Cassian. The wound was now sealed over. The Suriel wasn't your fault. I loosed a breath as Cassian's eyelids began to shift and flutter.
I know.
I'd already added its death to my ever-growing list of things I'd soon make Hybern pay for. Long minutes passed, and we stood in silence. I didn't ask where Nesta was. Moore barely acknowledged me. And Reese. He perched on the foot of the cot as Cassian's eyes at last opened, and the general let out a low groan of pain. That's what you get, the healer chided, gathering her supplies. For stepping in front of a sword. She frowned at him. Rest tonight and tomorrow. I know better than to insist on a third day after that, but try not to leap in front of blades any time soon. Cassian just blinked rather dazedly at her before she bowed to Reese and me and left.
How bad?
He asked, the voice hoarse.
How bad was your injury?
Reese said mildly.
Or how badly did we have our asses kicked?
Cassian blinked again, slowly, as if whatever sedative he'd been given still held sway.
To answer the second question, Reese went on,
Moore and Asriel backing away a step or two as something sharpened in my mate's voice. We managed. Kier took heavy hits, but we won. Barely.
To answer your first,
Reese bared his teeth.
Don't you ever pull that kind of shit again. The glaze wore off Cassian's eyes as he heard the challenge, the anger, and tried to sit up. He hissed, scowling down at the red angry slice down his chest. "Your guts were hanging out, you stupid prick," Rhys snapped. "Az held them in for you."
Indeed, the Shadow Singer's hands were caked in blood. Cassian's blood. And his face, cold with anger.
"I'm a soldier," Cassian said flatly. "It's part of the job." "I gave you an order to wait," Rhys growled. "You ignored it."
I glanced to Moore, to Azriel, a silent question of whether we should remain.
They were too busy watching Rhys and Cassian to notice. "The line was breaking," Cassian retorted. "Your order was bullshit."
Rhys braced his hands on either side of Cassian's legs and snarled in his face.
"I am your High Lord. You don't get to disregard orders you don't like."
Cassian sat up this time, swearing at the pain lingering in his body.
"Don't you pull rank because you're pissed off. You and your damned theatrics on the battlefield nearly got you killed."
And even as Rhys spat the words, that was panic, again in his eyes, his voice.
"I'm not pissed. I'm furious." "So you're allowed to be mad about our choices to protect you, and we're not allowed to be furious with you for your self-sacrificing bullshit?"
Rhys just stared at him. Cassian stared right back.
"You could have died,"
was all Rhys said, his voice raw.
"So could you."
Another beat of silence, and in its wake, the anger shifted. Rhys said quietly,
"Even after Highburn, I can't stomach it."
Seeing him hurt, any of us hurt. And the way Rhys spoke, the way Cassian leaned forward, wincing again, and gripped Rhys's shoulder. I strode out of the tent, left them to talk. Azriel and Moore followed behind me. I squinted at the watery light, the very last before true dark. When my vision adjusted, Nesta stood by the nearest tent, a water bucket between her feet, her hair a still damp mess atop her mud-flecked head, watching us emerge, grim-faced. "He's fine, healed and awake," I said quickly. Nesta's shoulders sagged a bit. She'd saved me the trouble of hunting her down to ask her about tracking the cauldron. Better to do it now with some privacy, especially before Amryn arrived. But Moore said coldly, "Shouldn't you be refilling that bucket?" Nesta went stiff, sized up Moore, but Moore didn't flinch from that look. After a moment, Nesta picked up her bucket, mud caked up to her shins, and continued on, steps squelching. I turned, finding Azriel striding for the commander's tent, but Moore. Livid. She was absolutely livid as she faced me. "She didn't bother to tell anyone that you left." Hence the anger. "Nesta is many things, but she's certainly loyal." Moore didn't smile, not as she said, "You lied." She stormed for her own tent, and with that comment, I had no choice but to follow her in. The space was mostly occupied with her bed and a small desk littered with weapons and maps. "I didn't lie," I said, wincing. "I just didn't tell you what I planned to do." She gaped at me. "You nudged me to leave you, insisting you would be safe at the camp." "I'm sorry," I said.
"Sorry? Sorry?"
She splayed her arms. Bits of mud flew off. I didn't know what to do with my own, how to even look at her in the eye. I'd seen her mad before, but never mad at me. I'd never had a friend to quarrel with, who cared enough.
"I know everything you're about to say," Every excuse for why I couldn't go with you, Moore snapped. But none of it excuses you for lying to me. If you'd explained, I would have let you go. If you'd trusted me, I would have let you go. Or maybe talked you out of an idiotic idea that nearly got you killed. They are hunting for you. They want to get their hands on you and use you. Hurt you. You've only seen a taste of what Highburn can do, what they delight in. And to break you to his will, the king will do anything.
I didn't know what to say to her other than, we needed this information.
Of course we did. But do you know what it felt like? To look Rhys in the eye and tell him, I had no idea where you were. To realize for myself that you had vanished and likely duped me into enabling it.
She scrubbed at her filthy face, smearing the mud and gore further.
I thought you were smarter than that, better than that sort of thing.
The words sent a line of fire searing across my vision, down my spine.
I'm not going to listen to this.
I turned to leave, but Moore was already there, gripping my arm.
Oh, yes, you are. Rhys might be all smiles and forgiveness, but you still have us to answer to. You are my high lady. Do you understand what it means when you imply you don't trust us to help you? To respect your wishes if you want to do something alone? When you lie to us? You want to talk about lying?
I didn't even know what came out of my mouth. I wished I'd killed Ianthe myself, if only to get rid of that rage that writhed along my bones.
How about the fact that you lie to yourself and all of us every single day?
She went still, but didn't loosen her hold on my arm.
You don't know what you're talking about. Why haven't you ever made a move for Azrael Moore? Why did you invite Helion to your bed? You clearly found no pleasure in it. I saw the way you looked the next day. So before you accuse me of being a liar, I suggest you look long and hard at yourself. That's enough.
Is it?
Don't like someone pushing you about it? About your choices? Well, neither do I.
Moore dropped my arm.
Get out. Fine.
I didn't look back as I left. I wondered if she could hear my thunderous heartbeat with every storming step I took through the muddy camp. Amryn found me within 20 steps, a wrapped bundle in her arms. Every time you lot leave me at home, someone manages to get gutted.